You know, we've been hearing a lot about Frisco and development in Frisco, and we know this fantastic 2,500 Fields property, and we know the PGA is going up there. But also, University of North Texas has a new college at Frisco, and we've asked the dean to join us. Dean Wesley Randall is the dean of UNT Frisco. So, welcome.
Thank you.
So what do we call it? Do we call it New College at Frisco?
Yeah, normally we call it UNT at Frisco.
UNT at Frisco.
Right.
Are they going to give you a football team?
No, which is a great question because it'll always be a branch campus. So what we did with UNT at Dallas was that became its own campus. UNT Frisco, part of what we did there was the city and the Economic Development Corporation came to us and said, we want a tier one, Carnegie tier one research school here in our backyard. And can you put together an extension of UNT in Frisco? And then as it makes sense, bring the programs that are applied in the research enterprise that are applied down to Frisco.
So I'm not going to walk out of there with a liberal arts degree. This is a very specialized school.
So almost everything we do in a way is liberal arts, right? Because we have the Texas core. So I think that's what makes us very strong, is even our engineers come out with 42 hours of the Texas core. I would say we're also redefining some of what would be considered liberal arts. So as we've done what we're doing for UNT Frisco, we've done a lot of work with the Economic Development Corporation to figure out what's the next group of jobs coming in North Texas, right? What's the future look like? And we've started to kind of see that. It's things like AI and machine learning and stuff around sports and human performance and a lot of data. And so as we've done that, we've started to see there's kind of these new literacies that every student needs to be successful in the coming economy. And so what we're trying to do is just bury that into everything we do. But we still have journalism. We still have communication.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And then we're trying to create some new versions of those degrees.
But starting this fall, you've got a new curriculum, I gather.
Yeah.
And you can get a degree in 3 years?
Yeah. Yeah. So this was kind of the brainchild of our president, where he wanted us to figure out a way to bring in students. Normally, we talked about the core. You would bring in students and they would go, you know, to Matthews Hall to take maybe statistics, and to another place to take psychology, and still another hall to take creative writing. What we're doing at Frisco is we're bringing in a group of students. We've got about 25 students in this first cohort. They will take their core classes together in a block. They'll then be taking upper division almost at the same time around project design and analysis. And so instead of doing history in isolation, we've got a partnership with the city of Frisco around mobility, autonomous vehicles, and the Hillwood Corporation. And so the students will be doing this project live case with our partners from industry and the community. They'll talk about the history of transportation and why we need autonomous vehicles, psychology and why people might be averse to jumping in an autonomous vehicle. And so all of that core will be integrated around assessments and products that are a part of this degree.
You know, this is interesting, but 10 years from now, you're not going to be teaching this. You're going to be teaching something else.
Yeah.
Something more relevant.
Well, and what's...
Whatever's relevant 10 years
from now. And so what we're trying to do is make it modular so we can evolve. And we know what these enduring skill sets are. That, like you said, 10 years from now, students will need to know something else. Well, we know they'll need to be able to critically think, to project manage, to understand return on assets, return on investment. So we're embedding all of that here. The other upside is every summer they have mandatory paid internships. So we've already got industry partners on board to provide scholarships. We're still taking applications to provide a scholarship if you'd like, or your friends would like. We've got the industry folks that are going to hire these students. So the first year they'll work on projects for industry and get paid that are relevant to their coursework, come back the second year, work on projects, get paid at a higher level because now they're more mature. And then by the third year, they've actually gone to school for 9 semesters, so they can be done in 3 years.
Yeah, I see.
It's more intensive.
More intensive. You don't have less time to forget what you learned.
Yes.
And cheaper.
Yes.
I would guess.
Well, yeah, because it's 1 year less of housing and food, and they're getting paid every summer on these internships.
The professors must hate you. You know, I mean, every professor I've known has worked on his or her course load, and they've honed it, and they've meticulously, you know, tweaked it and to get it down, and they, you know, update it a little bit every year from semester to semester. But basically, they're teaching the same thing. You got a bunch of people who can't do that.
I would say this a little different. We have a bunch of people who can do it. So what I love about UNT is we're a minority-majority school. We are a school of first gen. We've got amazing faculty with amazing research credentials who could go pretty much anywhere. But they're there because they're highly attracted to these students, to this population of diverse students. So when we said we wanted to try this adventure, what was smart about what the president's doing is he said, and I think my background was military, so he said essentially we can go and experiment at Frisco. It's kind of like Skunk Works, right?
Right.
So I can figure out what we're doing, how to do innovative things at Frisco without gumming up the main production factory at Denton. It also allows us, for those faculty that want to innovate and come up with something new, it gives them a creative outlet that doesn't disrupt the main machine at the main campus. Then as we get it built, other people can come on board, and then we take it back to the main campus.
And then you've got a formula,
and it
tends to work.
Yeah.
But all this, and of course you're in a dynamic space. I mean, we've been talking with Mayor Frisco, Mayor Cheney, about this, and a lot of the other principals involved in this magnificent 2,500-acre planned development, the fields development, of which PGA is going to be 650 acres. But that's where you are. You're part of that.
Can you believe it?
No. So they're building all this stuff around you.
Yeah. So this
do you have a campus now?
Yeah. So this is fantastic. So we've got, and we've had some great visionaries in our Board of Regents, our president, and in the chancellor. And essentially what Frisco said was, we really need the educational engine to attract these huge companies to North Texas. My background's a supply chain guy. So in supply chain, you know, the best partnership is where your goals are aligned. Well, Frisco wants big companies that come in with high salaries. I want students to take jobs in big companies with high salaries.
That make a lot of money.
Anything I do is good for them, anything they do. So we worked this deal for 100 acres with an option on another 50 out of a 350-acre parcel that is on the south side of Panther Creek. So the fields development is the north side of Panther Creek. We're the south side of Panther Creek. So it's 100 meters from each other.
Right.
It's perfect. It's beautiful land. We've completed the master planning. We're in programming now for the first building. It's going to be just kind of a collaborative makerspace. Tech would be invisible, but it's really about creating spaces where students want to come in and work together and learn.
This sounds like it's going to be a long build out.
We think probably 20 to 25 years, but who gets the opportunity to plan a 25,000 student campus from a green field?
So that's the 25,000 people, you think?
Yep, and it is a green field. So the first building, we should be done building it fall of 2022.
And no housing?
What we're doing
for now?
For now. So what we think is there's a lot of students, if we look at the different models of how students want to go. If a student really wants to do the college experience, housing, football teams, you know, dynamic quarterbacks like Jason Fine, we've got that in Denton.
Right.
It's a flagship university. Most people don't know. It's a 38,000 tier one. Fantastic. We've got 111 Grammy winners from UNT. Conversely, if they're interested in engaging in kind of these high touch emerging applied areas at the undergraduate or graduate level, then we've got a campus for them. We've also got 38,000 square feet across from the Star in Hall Park, where we currently have about 18 different undergraduate programs and 6 or 7 graduate and a PhD program.
Right.
So we've got, you know, 1,000 plus students already. And then
are they full-time students? Or are they? Most of them have jobs.
Most of them have jobs. I would say they're half full-time and half going to school.
This is, it sounds fabulous. I want to know more about it. But it sounds like, on the one hand, a great experiment, But also, it sounds like a great experience.
It is a great experience.
The dean of the University of Texas at UNT Frisco.
Yeah.
That's the easier way to say it. Is Wesley Randall our guest today. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.